it's really, really unfortunate. But here we are, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
<It's funny>. All right. Welcome to Every 6 Sec, Sex and Relationships.
No. Oh no, we were all just literally pretending to laugh but really cry about the economy, and you just went right into it.
Yep, I did. Not a good place to start.
Yeah.
I do think about the economy every 6 seconds. You know?
That's the ace way to do it.
That's the only thing we have to think about instead. It's the only thing left we have.
That's right. Right.
What else are we supposed to think about? For,
it's really
for,
16%
of the time.
It's a submission fetish when I think about the economy. You know?
Jesus. All right. That got our energy up a bit. Woo-hoo. Hi. Welcome to Every 6 Sec, a sex and relationships podcast from those least qualified to talk about it. I'm a co-host, Rhodes Conover.
I'm a co-host, Marina Conover.
And
I'm a guest.
That's right, and you have a name too.
Oh, right. My parents did that. I am Joseph.
Hi, Joseph.
I don't know if I have a last name, because that's like a whole thing.
Oh, that's
fair.
Yeah, dude.
Okay,
yeah.
Interesting.
But the important part is that your name isn't the same, your last name, or any of your names aren't the same as ours. You're not related to mm-hmm. us. You're just a buddy. You're a friend.
Right,
here
right.
to talk with us today.
Yeah.
But for those of you out there who are concerned about it, just because my sister and I have the same last name doesn't mean we're related.
I mean, it does actually.
Well, it doesn't literally
mean
that.
That I'm your sister does mean that.
We are related.
We're not married.
We're not married. There's
That's
no sex going on. See, I feel, yeah, I kind of had to come around to that
really
this time.
Really fucked that one up bad. Sorry.
Oh, boy.
Hey, but Joseph.
We have a guest
Hi.
On the show.
We're very
Hi.
Professional.
It's,
we're happy to have you.
It's so good to be here. Welcome. Thanks for flying me out. Mm-hmm. Some really great tea you got me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you usually just kind of banter and talk, and I'm a really happy to be a part of that, you know, because...
Happy
to
talk.
Usually when I talk, it's not being recorded, and now I get to, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. go to sleep tonight thinking about all the things I said wrong, and mm-hmm. so that's
Welcome
a fun
to the world
change
of
pace.
Podcasting.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of my favorite parts of podcasting is when we finish thinking, ah, oh, man, Marina's going to have to cut so much of that racist stuff I just said.
You know what?
No.
You're making a joke, but I have cut some racist things.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I was making a joke that was based in truth.
Based in truth.
Okay. Oh, no. You should cut this, too.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
It's possible. I guess we'll see. This is a podcast about asexuality. Did we mention
yes.
that in like the very long bad intro?
No.
We talk about asexuality because you and me are ace, Rhodes. And
yes.
Joseph apparently listens to our podcast. And are you somewhere on that spectrum, Joseph? Or did you want to come and tell
yeah.
us about...
Yeah, I am somewhere on that spectrum. And I'm not sure where. I've looked up all the words. And it is very confusing. But mm-hmm. it's
well, we
unclear.
Are here to help.
Oh, thank
probably
you.
Probably not. Let's be honest. Probably not.
We're not going to do a good job.
Okay. Well, that's disappointing. Yeah, I would say the word I most associate with is gray sexual.
All right, talk about that.
Talk about yeah. So I sometimes
keep talking. Keep talking.
Yeah, keep talking. It's a podcast. Damn it, Joseph.
It's a podcast.
yeah. So
stop with the facial expressions.
I'm playing solitaire, and I thought that you were going to pick up the slack this week. So keep talking.
Yeah, so oftentimes I will experience sexual attraction to people, but it doesn't really happen at the same frequency.
It happens in pairs? Does it happen in pairs or something? You said to two people. Like, is it?
I said
no,
two
that's not
people.
What you said. You're really dumb.
Two people.
Oh.
This
yeah,
is why we can't
different
have
words. Different words have different meanings sometimes, and even if they sound the same, I think it's a homonym.
Yeah, it's a homograph. That's right.
Homograph.
That's
yep.
right.
It's a homograph.
It's a pomegranate. Oh no! Did that my phone just go off?
You're so unprofessional.
We're gonna restart. Welcome Rhodes. To Every 6 Sec, a Sex and Relationships podcast.
Rhodes, can I talk to you without Joseph for a second? Are you sure he's professional enough to be on our very professional podcast? He's not.
I don't know.
Is he listening?
It's not, I just hit a button on my computer. Beep, bop, boop. I don't think he's listening anymore.
I just hit a button on my computer, and the sound is only now playing, but I did hit it already. Yep. It's a delayed sound
It's
effect.
A delay. It's because we're far away from each other. We're like 10 miles away, so the delay on the sound is, okay. That's what you're hearing.
Okay,
all right, let me unmute him. Bloop. Hey, Joseph, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Did you
lose us there for a second? Sorry.
Yeah, there was a bit of a issue with the chemtrails or something. I don't know. So
tell us about your sexuality that I ignored.
Yeah. So it's somewhere between gray sexual, demisexual, and I don't know at all where romantic attraction lies on any spectrum.
Me neither. Gotcha. To be frank, I don't fully get it, but you know,
it's all tied up with intimacy and approval and risk, and I really have not figured out any of those things yet.
There's so much I want to talk about with what you said, but like for real, the question, like, I'm aware of like the split attraction model, right? That there's like romantic attraction, sexual attraction, but like as a person who doesn't seem to experience sexual attraction, it's like, I don't know which one's which. Where do you draw the line? I mean, like, because, and then there's like a difference between close friendships and romantic relationships. And you're like, as far as I can tell, the difference is the sexual stuff. So really, what is romance? And like, that's a tough one. I don't really have a good answer for that one.
Great. Well, I'm so glad you started this podcast.
Yay. we're really good at it.
We're here to help people by just reminding them that things are confusing things and there are no answers.
That is incredibly valuable, though, just to tell everybody that, you know, things don't really make sense very often, actually. Hardly ever do things make sense. And, you know, there's I was reading up about imposter syndrome. Which is the idea
that... A whole other can of worms.
Yeah, it's the idea that you have access to your internal life and your external persona, your personal brand, but you only have access to other people's personal brand or persona, and you have no way of knowing what their internal life is, and you can be tricked into thinking they don't have one, and that they are all just confidently wherever they are. And that is a complete myth. Everyone has anxiety and is paranoid about stuff, and just to be able to tell people that nothing makes sense is counters that. I think it's great.
Exactly. I think there's a great John Bellion song that speaks to that. I recommend the song Morning in America. He says, the phrase that I always liked was, we're secretly out of control, but everyone knows. And I've always liked that way of putting it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that has never been more true than it is with sexuality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Doesn't it feel like, I feel like every couple of weeks or something, or anytime I talk to somebody who isn't like you, Rhodes, about asexuality, I'm like, am I faking this? Is this even real? Do I feel the same as literally everyone else, but no one's talking about it because we all just agreed to pretend that we like sex? And most of the time, I'm aware of that, like, no, people do this different. But then sometimes I'm like, maybe I just want to be special and this isn't even real.
Yeah, no, I've definitely had that thought many times in my life. Like, maybe I'm just making this up. But then it's like, no, but that guy definitely said he wanted to fuck that.
That?
I don't understand that. Yep.
And he was talking about a piece of cheese, and like, I just can't get to that level. And
yeah, it's just not me, you know? I mean, I was surprised it wasn't Swiss, to be honest.
About the Swiss cheese pervert?
No.
Okay, this is just me telling you a story that you can listen to better told on a different podcast, but apparently, I think it was Swiss cheese. There was some guy in some town called the Swiss cheese pervert. The town wasn't called that. The guy was called that.
Is this S town? S for Swiss cheese?
I totally missed the first part of that, so I didn't
Is it S town as in Swiss cheese for S is Swiss cheese?
I don't know what the town was. I know you're making a joke, but I need to tell a story now.
I liked it, Joseph.
Okay.
But he would just, like, be naked in his car and have a little piece of sliced Swiss cheese over his business and then just, like, go up to ladies and be like, hey, check it out. Look at the Swiss cheese on my dick. And they were just like, okay, this is a sex crime, but I don't really know why.
He didn't say look at my dick. He said look at my Swiss cheese. That's what he said. It's totally defensible in court. That's why he did it that way. He's probably an ex-lawyer.
I'm glad that you decided not to go to law school, Rhodes. Because you're out here doing this good work for free. for all the people who listen to our podcast.
Hey, take to the sea!
Rhodes, it's never too late. Follow your dreams. Get into debt.
Yes, exactly.
And into cheese. Literally. And,
get into a slice. Do you have any sponsors that are like pizza-based? Because this would be a great time to transition into an ad. Oh, that, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to make up some sponsors?
Rhodes?
Sure.
Does your mattress have just the right sink and just the right bounce?
No, it doesn't.
Try sleeping on some cheese. Can you read your ad, please? That you definitely got. You have the copy in your hand, because I just handed it to you.
Don't you miss the... This is a lot of ellipses in the first sentence. Don't you miss mom's good home-cooked meals? Oh, jeez. Try cooking yourself by ordering food in a ton of plastic little baggies that are all stuffed into a styrofoam container in a cardboard box. It's only more expensive than most restaurants, and you'll love the feeling of eating that cheese that you prepared yourself.
That business sponsored us also. Rhodes. If you want to find the business, listen to other podcasts. Because I promise you'll hear about them.
Why don't we get sponsored?
Jesus. Can you read our third sponsor, Rhodes? I gave you the copy for that one.
Hold on. I'm just getting it. Hold on.
Wow, I can't believe you didn't have that ready.
I'm not very professional. Okay.
Me and Joseph are. We're gonna get a new co-host on here, Joseph.
Oh God, I'm sweating now. Okay. This says, do you like books? Do you also like sounds? Then make sure to stop listening to podcasts. And get into books that are audio based,
or just eating rancid cheese, and that's some really auditory hallucinations.
That's also you can listen to Amazon Audible right now. And if you go right now, you can get a book for free if you put in the passcode every six sec, and you can get a book about cheese.
You're saying it very much like it's a real thing, because you're saying real brand names.
No, and
then
you're
dropping
some
like audible.com/.
But then you can get cheese, and then this bit was a mistake.
It was when you started it. Just
Great. Yeah, no, you guys nailed it.
So imposter syndrome.
Yes.
I'm having it big time now.
No, that's founded in evidence.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Oh, boy. Yeah, imposter syndrome. Let's get back to that.
Actually, unless we have something else specifically to say about that, could we jump back for like a second and actually let Joseph explain what gray sexual is? Because like, I don't think we've mentioned it on the podcast. And to be honest, I don't think I had like a strong understanding of how it was different than some other asexual, like demisexuality and stuff. Cause like that was one that I was like, I'm not even sure what this is. Joseph?
Yeah. Well, there's a reason you haven't mentioned it. It's because it's a very stupid sounding word. And, it's a entire important identity based on a pun. And also, it's not very well defined, so you have many good reasons for not having mentioned it.
That's good to know.
There's almost no good vocabulary in this whole area. But what that means is that, you know, like most people with sexual attraction, I will find some people attractive and some people not, but also what I experience is times when I just don't have that and times when I do, almost like on a sine wave, like bipolar stuff. And it just comes and goes.
That's super interesting, because one thing about asexuality that I think we haven't touched on, but you're doing really well right now, is this idea that when I tell someone I'm asexual and I don't experience sexual attraction really at all. They're like, oh, so you just find everyone unattractive. I've heard that a couple times. And it's like, no, I just don't have either or.
Right.
And it sounds like your explanation is sometimes you get, you know, either or, but sometimes you also get nothing. Like, you don't get any positive or negative. That's
right.
Really, it's interesting. I hadn't heard that combination before. That's fascinating.
So would you say it's fair that, like, maybe demisexuality is the concept that it's only certain people that will turn it on or off, and yours is like, it could be the same person, but this week you do, that week you don't, this week you do.
That's
it
what
really
I experience.
Doesn't.
I don't know. Okay. I don't have any insight into the vocabulary, but
well, that makes some
yeah.
sense to me.
That's interesting. That's really interesting. Because, like, so it's potentially possible you could look at somebody one day and just have, like, no opinion on them, and then 2 days later, you could find
the same person.
Attractive.
Yeah. And then.
That's crazy.
And then
oh, that
back.
Must be really confusing.
And then back.
Yeah,
yeah.
I bet. Oh, man. Is it. Do you think it's dependent on. You said you don't have, like, a lot of clear understanding of how it all works, but I'm curious, do you have maybe a guess if it's something maybe like maybe is it based off of time or mood or anything like that? Have you noticed any other correlations maybe? I'm just really curious. I haven't heard of this before.
Right. So I am on antidepressants, which have an effect on libido, but even mm-hmm. before that, this was the case. So I've ruled out
gotcha.
That as a variable.
Okay.
You know,
I also feel like libido, right? Like, again, maybe I'm just, like, don't understand things because, like, it never was very relevant for me, but, like, I feel like, isn't that, like, also the desire to be having sex? Like, that's a sex drive, which doesn't necessarily have to do with finding somebody attractive or not, right? Like, those are can be separate things.
Right.
Yeah.
But when there is a libido, I think that the natural next step is to find people you find sexually attractive and to kind of have sure. your eye mm-hmm. out for that. So... Mm-hmm. I think they are very correlated, but not really the same concept.
Yeah, distinct, but pretty close together. Yeah,
right.
I see what you're saying. Interesting. Okay. That's fascinating stuff. I don't
sexuality
know if my voice
is weird.
Is failing. It is weird.
That should be the name of the podcast, frankly.
Yeah, for real.
That would make, like, a lot more sense when people were like, what's this podcast about? Every six sec? Is it about time or, like, math?
No. Is it about repetition over a period of time? No.
Not really. I mean, we'll probably repeat similar jokes. We're not that original, but, like,
yeah, for real.
I wouldn't say it's the point of the podcast.
I have a question for you, Joseph.
Oh, yes.
I know one big part of me learning to understand and have a better comprehension of my own sexuality was through having relationships with people in the past.
Yes.
I don't really know your recent history. Have you been in a relationship that's informed your understanding of your own sexuality? If so, explain or whatever. I'm just curious.
Explain.
I feel like, man, I hope
I'm really bad at words.
No, I just feel like both of us are like, okay, we have someone new and we're just like, tell us. You talk. I want to listen. Just tell us your thing.
Sorry about that.
Well,
right.
Joseph's super annoying.
Joseph has already listened to 8 or 9 episodes, of our podcast. Good sound. So he's already heard us talk a bunch. So I figure it's
That's
time
true.
To put all the work on him, you know?
Oh, okay. Man. Okay,
as long
so
as you're cool with that joke.
Yeah. I have never been in a relationship of any implied romantic capacity of any kind in my whole life. And
okay.
This started, like, well, it started at, you know, when I was a baby and that wasn't an option. But I would say...
since birth.
You know, coming into the puberty home stretch, you know, where that starts to be a thing. I'd say it kind of got
when
initiated.
When you hit the pubes?
When I hit
yeah.
the pubes. Oh, man.
See? There, callback reference. We nailed
that
it.
Was a reference to a callback. Very good. When I hit the pubes, they went flying, and some things you mentioned, like everyone was talking about girls, and I was like, ew, gross, and then they were all, and then that stopped, and they were all like, girls, right? And I was like, no, wait, remember, ew, gross? We were all just on the same page.
For real.
And then shortly after that, my brother got into a relationship and my parents were very unhappy about that.
Oh.
And I later found out it was because of the girl, but they did not make that clear. So I remember like even it being at such an environment where I tattled on my brother for having on his iTunes the Sean Paul song Shake That, and I was like, parents, what are we gonna do about this?
We need to step up and deal with this issue as a community.
Yeah, no, it was like we need to stage an intervention, kind of is how I approached it. That was the environment I was around. And I kind of never really got past that in my own head. So I never really pursued anything like this. Partially because of that, but also because I don't think it was like inherently a thing I wanted anyways. But obviously that could just be an excuse for being cowardly and not confronting my past demons. So I really don't know exactly where the line is, but I'm pretty sure it's there somewhere.
Gotcha. Okay. So if I know in my experience, right, my experience has been a lot of my sexuality is determined by my relationship. It sounds like you haven't had one. Do you know like of a moment or something where you started to realize or understand that you had a difference, and like it really started to cement that, oh, I must be different in some way? Did that ever happen for you?
I mean, there wasn't like a big revelatory moment where I realized that there was something else happening with me, or not happening, I guess. But you know, it just the hundreds of conversations about gossip and stuff about who's seeing who has a crush on who. I remember at one point in my life, I was like, what are these feelings? And I Googled like a quiz, like, do I have a crush? And I went to like the trashiest website, and it's like, we all grow up. It's like, what? That's not even an answer. And there's really no resources out there. Because nobody knows what they're talking about.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. So that's my biggest reference point. Or at least the one that came to mind first.
Yeah, fair enough.
No, that seems pretty... I mean, that does seem pretty fair. Like, I only have had the one relationship, but, like, I do know that, like, back in the day or whatever, like... when I was younger, yeah, and people are like, we're getting into that place of like maybe dating and oh, kissing and boys, and it was just kind of a like, ooh, still sounds gross, but okay. And then like, there was a guy in seventh grade who like really, he was super sweet and really liked me, and bought me cookies every day of the year for like the whole year, and I just like didn't know what to do about it, and the concept of like, well, maybe you should go out and kiss, like, didn't cross my mind. I was like, I really like this guy and he's really nice and I like spending time with him, and just like that would never have come up. Like, it just did. And then like, yeah, in high school, different person, also cool guy. When it was like, okay, so maybe kissing, I was like, maybe if we ended up dating I would eventually want to do that, but ooh, seems kind of gross.
Seems like a pretty big leap to me.
Yeah, to the person that I spent the most time with and liked the most, and everyone literally thought we were dating, I was just like, yeah, but we wouldn't want to do anything gross.
Yeah, but like, come on. Tough cookies, right?
There have been numerous times in my life where I have accidentally been that person to a regular, like, bepubed young adult. And
cubed.
Oh, you know, well,
you know, no, I'm sure. Sorry. I mean, sorry. That's the worst title for also, our episode ever, but yeah, thanks for that.
Yep. Same. We need to definitely say,
I don't like that. I need to be able to top it if that's, because it seems like you're set on that, but I'll try.
I'm not saying it's a title, but I think in the description we should have it say, like, we have a bepubed adult on the show this week. We
famously bepubed Joseph.
Damn it, I'm not going to be able to top that.
Yep.
But I have been in my life several times the recipient of a crush I did not mean to cultivate, but definitely did. Mm-hmm. And it was like, because of the gender roles, it's in retrospect, it was I was being nice, and they thought I had no other reason to be nice to them, but I obviously have a crush on them. And this, whenever it got back to me, I was just like, oh no. And I just never spoke to them again, which is probably not the best way to have handled it.
You know what, though? Honestly, part of me is like, well, maybe those people in my past who I just, like, never talked to deal with it were just like you. And, like, it's all good. And we all just left and we're like, wasn't that a nice seventh grade? I can only hope.
Fingers crossed.
As good as they come. Yeah. Seventh yeah. grade doesn't usually go well for anybody. If you're no. listening out there and you're a seventh grader...
Oops, we it, swear a lot. It,
they've seen porn. They, it doesn't matter.
And if you're a fourth grader who sees this on your older brother's laptop, you need to hold a family intervention for that.
I'm meeting
for your brother.
I was older.
Okay, I, damn it.
Which is, yeah, I definitely did not get the whole idea.
Okay, this is relevant. Sorry. So what song for you guys was, like, the number one thing of, like, middle school? Because I was talking about this today. Like, the song that was, like, the thing during middle school, and it'll just show everybody how young slash old we are. Go.
Oh.
Shit.
Yeah.
Because, okay, for me, the
I have a good
song,
non-answer.
Yeah? Do you guys remember Usher's Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll just say yeah for the sake of the bit. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was playing nonstop when I was in middle school. That was like the song. Because I'm old. Or than
you. I don't know what the song was. I didn't pay attention in middle school.
I mean, I tried not to pay attention.
I'm going
to
guess.
Okay.
That might be the one. Miley Cyrus, I think.
Right.
It's pretty big. That, or at least that time frame. I don't know if that was like the popular thing, but it was definitely popular.
Yeah, I was in and out of middle school. I had a very high middle school recidivism rate. I was partially homeschooled for like on and off for most of my life. So I never really, there wasn't songs playing because I was never around people playing songs. And I didn't really even think I discovered that like, I liked music until I was 12, so...
That's middle school, baby.
Okay, wow. Then...
Don't try to weasel out of this question. What's your gross middle school song? Come on.
Oh, I listened to all of Rage Against the Machine all the time, 24/7.
All right. Nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
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 Yeah, I read a lot about them. Got a lot of their bootleg live recordings. Yeah. Probably should have branched out a little bit.
Sorry, anytime someone says that now.
Yeah!
Just so you know for the rest of the podcast.
I'm down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is really stupid. Yay! That was a yay, not a yeah. Nope.
Is there a way we can turn the most commonly used word into a joke so that we can't get two sentences at all?
No.
Like without. Okay.
No. I know what you wanted me to say. The answer is no.
Okay. Okay.
So what were we talking about? I got sidetracked.
That's the other fucking title of the podcast. What were we talking about?
That's the subtitle. Every sync sec, what were we talking about?
Not sexuality, because that's kind of boring.
Well, to you guys, maybe. But for me, it's sometimes interesting.
That's true.
Depending that's on the day. Sure, sure, sure.
I have a question for you, Joseph.
Yes.
We talked a few weeks ago on the show about, or we tried to, and we failed. We tried to talk about asexuality in media because we don't feel like it gets a whole lot of attention. And you're clearly not like strictly asexual necessarily. You got, you know, gray sexuality.
Well, that's in the asexual umbrella, dude.
Yeah, it's in the spectrum for
right.
sure. But I guess what I basically try to say is there a character portrayal in media that you like
identify with in some way that like you're glad to see because it like shows you to the world sort of, or it helps you better understand things? Is there a media presentation that you've been like, oh good, that helps me understand?
Oh no, not at all.
Okay, that's what we thought.
Not
we
at thought. All. No, if there were, I would have heard about it and not gone onto online Do You Have a Crush quizzes. But you know, that was way back when I was. And, you know, there's been a lot of developments since I was years old. Do not want to admit how old I was when I did that.
I do think, like, if there is, like, asexuality in media, it does tend to sort of be, I mean, either not directly mentioned in canon or sort of just the concept of, like, this person is just cold, like, turned off, doesn't ever feel that ever. And so the concept mm-hmm. of there's, like, fluidity and, like, some days it is and sometimes it's not. And, like, you know, some people it is and some people it's not. I think that's, like, a lot more nuanced than you're going to get from, like, a mm-hmm. asexual mm-hmm. person on a TV show. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I think that, I mean, I'm sure that that's a thing for some people, but I do think there's actually pretty high amounts of people that, like, yeah, they're on the spectrum, but, like, there's just so many different people and times and things. And it's just, yeah. like, a much more fluid concept than I think you're going to see on TV, probably.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the best representation I've seen of the asexuality spectrum is definitely Todd from BoJack Horseman. I mean, it's pretty straightforward in what it's trying to do, but I'm just glad it exists in some form so people are aware of it. But even that isn't truly, I don't think, representative of, you know fluidity and anything like that. It has a little bit, for sure, but it definitely doesn't have the full range that I'd like to see. But then again, to be completely fair, I don't think most shows show the full range of even just straight up hetero, romantic, heterosexual people. I think that's pretty subjected to a pretty intense
that's true
limit. But yeah, no, it's interesting for sure. I think you're pretty if I'm not mistaken, Joseph, you've seen the BoJack Horseman, right?
Oh yeah, I'm a big fan, and I do think that Todd is a great example of if not the onlyest example of asexual representation on television. And I was happy to see that existed, but I was even more happy to see later when there was like an ace meetup group and Todd was like told it's more complicated than that, you know, and mm-hmm. and that made mm-hmm. him feel better. And even though that didn't help me, I did like to see that like a character who I had some connection to was able to have a more clarity, or at least knew that there were more questions that had to be asked. That was probably the best I've seen, although it did not really do a whole lot for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like it didn't do a lot for me, like personally or emotionally, but I was really glad to see it was present in something,
right?
Just so it gets out there a little bit more. But yeah,
have you seen Love, Simon, Joseph?
No.
Well, it's great. One, just like throwing that out there, it's really great. But I guess I'm just gonna talk to Rhodes now because he's seen it. So just take a second.
All right.
Okay.
Joseph, you finally get your first break. We're 29 minutes in. You get your first break.
You can have a granola bar and sit down, rest your legs for a minute. But keep an eye on the time because we're not paying you to sit around. All right.
Yeah, you're not paying me.
That's accurate. I was not telling a lie. So in Love, Simon, Rhodes, you've seen it, but Simon, his friend Leah, you remember her, like his best friend?
Yes.
And like there's that scene after they go to the party and she comes back and she's essentially telling him, sort of, in a way that like somebody who is an mm-hmm. idiot like me mm-hmm. in high school maybe would have tried to tell someone that I liked them, which is that she just talks about how there's a person that she likes a lot mm-hmm. to the person that she likes without saying it specifically, so it's really helpful and not passive aggressive at all, but like she, you know, but like she talks about how she finds it like really difficult to go to parties because she just feels like an outsider and she doesn't feel like she's like one of the normal people who can just go and drink and like have fun and have sex or whatever. And mm-hmm. that, you know, it's because she's got this one specific, she thinks that she's going to have one specific person that she's going to care about so much. And she just can't like switch to like whoever's pretty or around. And mm-hmm. that to me, I mean, in the books that it's based on, she's a bisexual character, although you don't know that in the first book Love, Simon is based on. But that to me, I was like, reads pretty much, it seems a lot like a demisexual type of thing to me. Like, mm-hmm. it read very much that way.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know,
the movie, at least. I haven't read the book, but yeah, based right. on the movie, I can totally see that.
Yeah, well, it's not exactly in the book like that, but like when I watched that scene, I was like, that just seems mm-hmm. so much like someone describing demisexuality, but it also seems a lot like someone describing social anxiety. And yep. I was like, that's a tough line because like, yeah, where is that drawn? And like, I'm certainly mm-hmm. a person who suffers from anxiety, but I also feel like I've got this like demisexuality, and like, where does that line cross? Is it like because I'm just too nervous to talk to anyone else? Or
yeah, I would not be surprised if there are people who are not asexual, not demisexual, who might believe they are because they get anxious about interacting with people in situations like that, which is actually really interesting, and I hadn't thought of it. I'm glad you bring it up because I can now think about it and engage with it in my day-to-day life.
Yeah, and now I can things. Further wonder whether or not I'm one of those people and just have invented right. this identity. Great, thanks.
Right,
thanks.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep, yep. I don't think that that's me, because genuinely, I'm sure you both agree, I can be a pretty, I'm pretty confident
yeah, you
in
have
a lot
friends.
Of ways.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's not what I was saying. I don't have friends anymore, really, but I mean, I left. I graduated school and none of them talked to me.
You should stop stealing their dang pets.
And stop destroying their school, which isn't my fault. Sigh. No, but like, I don't think that's, personally, I don't think the issue for me is social anxiety. I do get social anxiety for sure, but not often enough in the right context for me to think that that's me. But well, I totally think it's possible.
That's great for you.
Yep.
Joseph, do you want to talk?
It's great for me. Woohoo.
Actually, I feel pretty good, you guys. I don't have any problems here. Ooh.
Yeah, I have another little biographical tidbit here, which is that I have a very like addictive personality, so it's really great that I have a psychiatrist who is so easily, you know, manipulatable and ready to just give me whatever I want. But psychiatrists are dumb, by the way, is the point I was trying to make. My psychiatrist, doctor-patient confidentiality, only goes one way. So I can tell you, my doctor asked me if there was any way to regulate hacking.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, it was, well, she comes to me, or I guess I go to her, for technology advice and prescriptions. And she saw on the news something about hacking and said, is there a way to regulate this? And I was like, no, it's already illegal. So,
yes.
How would you do that?
Do you want to give me any more drugs? Thanks.
And the answer
I'm glad
was
I paid
yes.
you for this.
This has shaken my confidence in your ability to understand very basic concepts.
Yeah, I'm looking for a new person, but I'm not going to drop this one in case my new person doesn't play ball. This is not what I meant to be talking about.
That's the third subheading of the podcast. Every 6 sec, what were we talking about again? This is not what we meant to be talking about.
So I have an addictive personality, and this extends to all aspects of my life pretty much. And you know, I'll watch a TV show and I'll watch it 5 times, and each time I'll watch it on like a different level and try to pick up more stuff. And then when I'm done watching that show, I'm just done watching that show. But this also applies to people. So sometimes I will just become obsessed with a person and try to figure out how they work, and then I'm kind of over it. And
right.
I
junior year makes so much more sense now. That's interesting though.
And
such an ass.
No, that makes a lot of sense to me, Joseph. I have had similar like things. That's like definitely like a thing. Like once I'm like, oh wait, I don't need this anymore. I don't know that like I obsess and then I just let go, but usually I'll be like, here's my person, that like friendship or whatever, here's this person. And then as soon as it becomes a thing where I'm like, okay, the cost benefits really isn't working out, I'm usually pretty much like, all right, that one's done. Okay, bye. I guess that's how that works. That's fine.
Yeah, I relate. It's unfortunate, but I do relate. I don't like doing that. I feel bad for the person that I'm like being like goodbye to, but also not that bad. It's a complex social anxiety issue I have. See, I have some.
That sounds like what it is. I think you understand it. Very good.
Fuck off.
But I feel like that's a thing that everyone goes through, but for most of them, it's just also tied with romance or, you know, trying to date that person. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's not unique to us. It's just most people will like use and leave people, use in that they're interested in them. So it's not really as degrading as I made it sound initially, but you know, they'll use a person up and then move on, or get their heart broken, you know, a month before they were gonna break the person's heart, and and that it's usually like they date is what happens along with that. So I feel like that's kind of intact in us, just without the societal norm, and that has caused me a lot of confusion. Because sometimes I'll just be thinking about a person and wanting to talk to them and have no interest in, like, anything sexual at all. Or often, I don't really even know what the word romance means, honestly. I know it comes from Rome, but, you know, they had, like, a lot of slaves and Colosseum torture executions.
I think it does have to do with torture and slavery.
Okay.
Like, that is clear in the name, for sure.
Yeah, so yeah. I have not had that many... Actually, more than I think, now that I heard this definition.
Well, it's everyone's definition. Everyone uses that one.
Right,
I don't know why you haven't.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Just had a nice romantic day. Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
I don't know. I mean, like, romance... Here. I mean, does romance... Has romance gone over well? I mean, you guys are dudes, so maybe this is not going to be a thing that you've experienced. I don't know. But, like, I know when someone tries to make a romantic gesture towards me, usually that's when I'm like, oh, okay, we don't have to do this friends anymore. You're one of the people I can say goodbye to. Like, usually it doesn't work great. I mean, like, have you guys been on the receiving end of a romantic gesture and just been like, whoa... You're doing this because you want to fuck me?
No, not that part. Not that part for me. I guess I don't even.
I mean, but isn't
that
what that like means, though? Like, cause romance. How is romance? This is my big thing. How is romance different than friendship? Different than sex? Like, I feel like a romantic relationship is a friendship, except you're like fucking. So, like, if someone's like, "Let me be explicitly romantic," it seems like that's a precursor to like. Fucking.
Well, society has developed the term friends with benefits that is separate from romance. So there is a difference.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that phrase would not have become prominent.
Yeah.
It's true.
I know that in relationships I've had, there was never really any implication of any type of sexual relationship. But there was definitely something in the friendship that was more intimate than friendship in a pure form. Like, it was, I guess, more flirtatious, I guess. It was more personal, and that would be, I think, the difference. Like, the romantic thing was, like, more focused on that person, but there wasn't ever an implication of something sexual. So I think there is a difference, though drawing that line is a little difficult for me, I think.
I wonder if this is just, like, yeah, like, who you've had relationships and who I've had relationships with and, like, what the times people have had it, or if it's also because I'm a girl.
It might absolutely
be. So I feel like there's extra pressure because, you know, that seems to be what society says people want from me.
Yeah.
In the times I have inadvertently wooed women, they never made a gesture because they expected me to make the first move because I was giving all of the indications that I would from their perspective. So, yeah. But generally, gestures, romantic or otherwise, are a turnoff for me.
Yeah.
I don't like them. I haven't had a birthday party in ever, and I like that, you know? I don't like gestures.
I agree.
I think that
I agree so hardcore, dude.
That's like there are love languages. You've heard this term?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a lot of people have like more than one. And for me, it's always just like spending time with people. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Chief Rhodes, what's yours?
Yeah.
I think Explain. It's a combination. There you go, turning it on me. I deserve it. I think it's a combination of what Joseph was saying, you know, quality time, and then sometimes words of affirmation.
Gotcha.
All right.
Yeah.
And you, Marina?
I don't have to explain anything.
Yeah.
No, I think it's quality time too.
Gotcha.
You know what it is? I'm just looking at it now. I think it's acts of service. That's like when you just do nice shit for people. I think that's how I like express it. But like how I like to be like, oh, we're good, is quality time. Like I usually am like, I think that's what it is. Is that what that is?
Mm. It's interesting.
I'm a good
because
podcaster.
That's interesting because usually what the like the psychologists say or whatever, the ones that are really good at asking about, you know, hacking, usually what they say is that a lot of problems in relationships are caused because people express love through their love language. Basically, they express love in the same way they expect to receive it. So it's interesting that you're expressing this idea that they're different. The reception and the transmitting is different.
Maybe I haven't looked at it in a while, but maybe. I'm also special. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I doubt it because I've known you for your whole life, but other than that.
Thanks.
Fuck, I'm an asshole.
No,
this
I think...
is fun.
Is acts of service the one where it's like, I'm just going to do your laundry for you and not mention it because, like... no big deal.
I think so. Yeah, I definitely think that would fall in that category.
That's how I roll.
Gotcha.
Okay. So that
I was
could
curious
be
if you were going to have similar ones, but...
That could be a romantic gesture, though. Couldn't it?
Sort of, mm-hmm. I guess. I mean, but it's certainly not a grand romantic gesture. So maybe there's a differentiation there that I'm drawing. I don't know.
But, Joseph, would you... You said you didn't like gestures, so would you not like someone to do your laundry for you as a sign to say we're good or something like that? That's
oh no, that
you?
Would be great if I could get someone to do my laundry for me. Yeah.
No, but see,
it's
okay,
just
but
not
like
really
this.
An expression of some. It's just like, oh, they're a nice person, not like they were being nice to me. Is how I would receive that.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, like, but see, when we get back into, like, a romantic gesture or just, like, a gesture of love, like, love that isn't romantic, like, I would do that, like, for you or my sister or my parents, you and me are going to live together. I imagine there's probably going to be some, like, oh, let me just do your laundry for you kind of things like that. Or let me just wash up these dishes of yours. And that's not a romantic gesture, right? Because...
Mm-hmm.
But, because we don't want to fuck. Like, that's the only, like, I don't understand how it's different.
You say that a lot on this podcast, and I just would like to mention that you say that a lot.
Yeah, I don't
the
understand.
The word fuck? Yeah, we say the word fuck a lot.
No, that you don't want to.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you mean like you I keep
really,
mentioning how much I don't want to fuck,
You really mention it a lot, and I'm just waiting for the episode where you come out and go, hey, we were kidding.
Actually. We've had some changes in our personal life, and we are moving in together.
That's the fun part, is we say that every sixth episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're looking at apartments tomorrow, so... I'm saying it in a joke voice, but it is true.
All of this is true. Okay, so here's the thing, though, Marina. You said that... the gesture that we might see in, you know, our life in the future wouldn't be, it's not a romantic gesture. But I would say that I would qualify that gesture if I did your dishes or whatever as an act of love, which is certainly tethered to like a form of love is certainly tethered to romance, but maybe those gestures are more centered around love and romance is tethered to love and sex is like a different way of representing love for people, if that makes sense. Like my understanding
but how do you know, like, if it's a romantic relationship or just a loving relationship?
I think it's the quantity and frequency of winking.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Sex. Is that not what sex is?
Winking?
I mean,
no, Marina, that's not what sex is.
Maybe I
Maybe the reason you're not interested in sex, Marina, is because someone told you it's just winking. And actually, if you found out what it actually is, you'd be really into it.
Hey. I mean, maybe.
So, Marina, when a sex scene comes on in a movie, do you have a special censorship program where people just, they just wink back and forth at each other?
Well, I mean, like, you know how Lucille Bleak does that thing?
Yes, I do.
Right? Like, it's funny because she's doing that to her sons. Right? Is that not what...
To me, it's funny because the face is just hilarious. Maybe yeah. It's supposed to imply something sexual. I just think the face is hilarious.
No, it can't imply anything sexual because she never does it to Buster.
Okay, fair enough. So I guess I was wrong about the winking thing. That's a very good point. Thank you, Joseph. I'm glad we had you with us today.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Clear that one up.
Oh, boy. Well, I think we're wrapping up here.
Did we talk about anything of merit?
I think we talked about some really interesting stuff this week. I hope the listeners agree.
Does Joseph agree? Joseph, explain.
Joseph?
I agree.
Yeah.
That wasn't really an explanation, but...
Well, I think we really moved quickly away from sexuality into the confusing nature of intimacy and all the different meanings of love. I think I heard like that in Greek they have like 7 different words that we all just have the word love for, and I think that that's a good idea because no one knows what that word means, and like men are afraid to say it to each other. Like the no homo thing, that's bad, and it doesn't help us think about things if we don't have the terms,
absolutely,
to organize them in our brains, I mean we didn't use any terms, but I think we really parsed some stuff out.
Yep, that's what we're here for. Not using terms. I'm just kind of assuming we all know what we're talking about. When I say the word fuck, you understand I'm saying winking.
Right.
Wink.
So I encourage all of our listeners to go back and re-listen to every single episode with that in mind. I just want
that'll
our download count to go up.
That'll help. Speaking of that, you can check us out on iTunes. And actually, we have a new review.
Ooh.
So thank you, kind of. This new review is titled Sex. And it's by the user pizza emoji, clapping emoji, sunglass emoji. And it says, this podcast is better than sex.
Ooh.
Which is pretty good, sort of. It kind of depends. I mean, some people who might listen to the podcast might not be that impressed with sex. And it was only a 1-star review. So thanks for leaving it.
Yeah, so better than sex
like
might be
a joke.
Damning with faint praise, you know? That was
yeah,
better
exactly.
than sex.
I mean, it's just better than like someone winking. Like, what's the big deal?
I like to think the idea is that the title Sex is 1-star and our podcast is better than the 1-star of sex, but
okay, so at least
it would have been a lot clearer to like, you know, the iTunes whatever hacking, is that what they call technology? If they'd just given us 5 stars, but you know. Thanks.
Thanks,
pizza emoji, clapping emoji, sunglass emoji. Your name is also really easy to pronounce, so.
Yeah, definitely. It makes it really easy on
Thanks.
This podcast. If you also want to reach out to us, you can reach out to us at everysixsec@gmail.com. It is, there's no emails there. There are
oh,
no
thank
emails
God.
There. Checked. There are no emails there.
Great.
You always can if you need to, and you feel like you need to get something off your chest. We're licensed psychiatrists. No, we're not. That's a lie. Don't tell us your deep dark secrets. But if you want to share
you
things
want to tell
with
us about hacking.
But if you want to explain to us how hacking can or cannot be regulated, it kind of can't past what we've already done. But let us know.
I don't know. Let me know. I don't know. I'm not a psychiatrist. I don't know. That's the business, right? I don't have any real business.
Thanks to Joseph for coming and being a guest star this week. I think we had a good episode.
Thank you so much for having me on your 1-star show. It's been better than sex.
Woohoo.
Yep, I think we nailed it. Thanks so much for listening.
You think we nailed it? Wink.
Please. Please leave. This is the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
Please leave. Please stop listening.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
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 Yeah.